What can people expect from this afternoon's workshop session?
Well, whatever their imagination can bring to the table, really. We've got brown paper, cardboard. We've basically got a table full of recyclable material that can be turned into anything that they fancy. Birds, dogs, robots, aliens, anything. You know, just creating anything with whatever they can find.
And how important do you think events like this are for bringing out sort of local creativity in kids and in the area?
Oh, it's massive. You know, the theatre being a year old, and, you know, we've got a room full of people of all ages making puppets. We've got families working together as a team to create a puppet made out of paper and balloons, and bringing the younger generation as well with puppetry. It's something that's starting to really take off as a medium in different shows across the board. With puppetry, it allows you to create something on stage that humans can't. Like the paper ones we've got, you can put that on a stage with three people and it can fly, it can be a child, it can be whatever, and people invest in that and people buy into that. So I think with what we're doing now is really opening up, you know, the public to what is possible with scraps. And I think it's really important.
I suppose the ultimate goal is to plant the seed of creativity that can eventually be developed further as children grow. Is that the aim of events like this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's to tap into that part of the brain that is, you know, allows them to tear stuff apart and have fun with it and be encouraged to create something out of something else. And it goes alongside with so many other things. Creative side of the mind just tags along with. It just opens up so many other channels within schools, within society, just sociable skills, getting to know people, making friends, confidence building. I think it is really, really important at a young age to start getting into that sort of confidence with interacting with people, things, and just creating.
And I've seen a lot of people being made, I've seen a lot of animals being made. What's been the most popular thing that people have tended to create today?
Well, we've had a lot of the paper men. I think they've been the most popular. But then everyone's got their own spin on it. We've got balloons that have been incorporated into it. They've made hair out of plastic bags. The puppet over here that's been made out of milk cartons and egg cartons and plastic bags. And it's got its own man bag with binoculars in, made out of loo rolls, and a telescope made out of two separate loo rolls. And it's got a tie-on made out of a newspaper, eyes made out of an egg carton. I mean, it's just, possibilities are endless.